in the evening, which is down for USA on the season. Leading the way, Colton Siebert with 9 tackles. Cole Finkbeiner with 3 of them. Macklin Gettle with 2, as well as Ryan Kane, Tanner Foley, and Cooper Caulfield with a tackle each. 2 sacks on the evening for USA defense. Trenton LaPrade for 8 yards. Colton Siebert with the other. Colton Siebert also forced a fumble. Blake Ryerson jumped on at number 56. And personal foul, 15 yards, and encroachment, 5 yards. Vassar's defense, they were busy all night. 51 tackles, 2 for a loss, no sacks, and 1 recovered fumble. 4 penalties for 50 yards, though, on defense. Leading the way on tackles was Colton Fabro, 9 tackles. Close behind was Kane Milliken with 8. And then Lamont Morrison and Robbie Atwood each with 6. Brandon Lyon and Devin Perro with 4. And Devin Perro's 4 tackles in that second half really made a difference.
Well, they're crucial because he's your defensive tackle next to Milliken, and he ended up clogging up the gaps and really stopped a lot of guys running through the middle, especially Aaron Sainz.
And Devin Perro had 4 tackles on the night, plus 2 tackles for a loss for 5 yards. Also, Tyler Humper with 2 tackles, Zach Shepard and Logan Amend with 3, as well as Max Utley. Juan Cerda with 2 tackles on the night. The recovered fumble was brought in by Colton Fabro as well. 2 face masks, a block in the back, and a holding on Vassar's defense. Dave Hansen, what do you see here?
Well, I see Alexander Hurdle rushing the ball very well for Vassar, but all that came in the second half. The first half, USA dominated this game. And in the second half, you see the adjustments were made by Vassar. They got a couple stops that were crucial, and the offense took over from there, the deadly offense. The shocking part to me, Clark, was I said it by USA in the first half. The play-action pass was there, and they didn't utilize it hardly at all. They didn't use it at all in the second half. I thought they had some opportunities to utilize that, maybe get a big play to back that Vassar defense up off the line of scrimmage. They didn't do that, and instead they let them clog the line, and their runs turned into shorter runs every time, and it turned into more Vassar points.
As far as time of possession goes, when we left you at halftime, it was USA 20 minutes, 27 seconds, Vassar 3 minutes and 33 seconds. In the second half, it was closer. Vassar racked up 10 minutes and 40 seconds, USA 13 minutes, 20 seconds. For a total time possession, USA still runs away with it despite losing 33-47 to Vassar's 14 minutes, 13 seconds. Third down conversions, Vassar was 4 for 6 for 67%, USA 8 for 14 after starting out 4 for 5 on the evening. So, and then of course,
7 for 10 even in the first half. So they really did not utilize that third down conversions like they did in the first half. They were very successful then. But I think Vassar made a few adjustments in the second half, took advantage of a couple penalties, and all of a sudden USA had their backs against the wall, fourth downs, and didn't convert a couple times, and that turns into Vassar points.
So when you look ahead here, Dave, Vassar, now 6-1, officially into the playoffs, have at least clinched a share of the Greater Thumb West title. Do you see a letdown coming up next week for them? As you know, it's kind of like entering the postseason of baseball when you already have the division clinched. They're at home against Bad X next week.
I don't see that happening, but here's a team in Bad X that right now is lighting up Lakers, which we did not expect. So you know that a Tommy Morneau-led team is a team that can score a lot of points. The question is, can they stop the pass? I don't think so. Bad X's defense has struggled this year, and Vassar is exceptionally good on offense when they get it rolling, and I expect Vassar to win that game.
Well, all right, USA now sits at 5-2 on the season. They have 2 more chances to get that 6th victory to get in the playoffs. They are at Cass City next week.
And they have a tough matchup, a tough schedule going down, because if you were going to play Harbor Beach, that's their last game. If you're going to play them, you wanted them early in the year when they were struggling. They're playing better football now. They're coming off of 2 wins. I think they're going to lose to Ubley today, but they're a tough team now. And then Cass City is a team that's fighting for the playoffs as well. They need that game just as bad. It's going to be a dogfight next week. USA Cass City going to be a great game to see. And, they're definitely going to have to play very well to beat that team.
Looking forward, of course, next week we'll see where our coverage takes us. The West decided, the East decided as well. Sandusky still undefeated, 7-0. Ubley still hanging in there, defeats Ubley or Harbor Beach tonight. Last we heard, is this the final?
That's
here?
A final score, 50-18.
Ubley 50, Harbor Beach 18. That was a 12-10 ball game at halftime. So Ubley blows it wide open in that second half. Sandusky over Brown City, 34-12. Reese falls to Cass City as Nick Perry has a big night with 5 touchdowns, 55-20. Bad X over Lakers, 44-26. Last we heard, Marlette was just destroying Memphis. It was 28-0 at halftime. And, of course, here, Vassar, 36, USA, 24.
Yeah, some good games this week, really. You know, now we can see who's basically going to win the West and the East. Barring a huge disappointment, Vassar should win the West outright. They have already guaranteed themselves a share of the title, and now Sandusky clinched tonight as they get a big win over Brown City, 34-12. So now we get to have a little fun, pick a game that hopefully will be a good game for us to call next week. Clark, I'm sure we'll decide in plenty of time. If not, we'll know by Sunday night, Strong Side, 7 o'clock on 102.1. Got to be there for that. Heck of a ball game we've seen tonight. Probably the best game we've seen all year.
What were you most impressed tonight by?
I was impressed with how USA came out in the first half and dominated this football game. They looked like the team that needed to win, should win, and wanted to win more. They controlled the time of the clock. 20 minutes they controlled the football in the first half. Vassar just over 3 minutes time of possession. They had one crucial mistake in the first half, and that was special teams coverage. A big return that gets Vassar get on the board touchdown when all things were failing. In the second half, they played a good third quarter, only allowed Vassar to score once, but the offensive drive stalled, and you got to credit Vassar. This was a great game, a USA-dominated game, and then Vassar kind of had a better second half than USA did, but a back-and-forth game in the third quarter, and you had to love the action here. It was close all game long. You thought USA was going to win, then you thought Vassar was going to win. A really good ball game to watch.
Well, Vassar covers the spread tonight. It sat at 5.5. They'd won by 12. And also, Dave Hansen takes home his second straight victory in the media round table. The standings now at Paul Adams 1, Dave Hansen 2. But yours truly, Clark Ramsey, still at 3, but more than likely going to be sitting there for the rest of the season. So, of course, you can listen to The Strong Side at 7 p.m. this coming Sunday. We'll announce our coverage for week number 8. More than likely, we'll switch gears and head back to the East in our final week of divisional play. We will confirm with you on that on The Strong Side at 7. You'll hear a recap from this game to tonight, as well as all the other games going on in the entire region. Tonight's sponsors were brought to you by of week number 7. Was brought to you by DS Services of Cass City, Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sebring, Serve Pro, Rennie's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Countryside Transportation of Sebring, Stacks Market of Owendale, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, North Star Bank, B&D Heating Cooling, Regantine Lukowski Long Group of Ameriprise, and USA Schools. Dave Hansen?
Congratulations to Vassar on a great win here on the road in USA, guaranteeing themselves a share. We're not sure if it's their first GTW. We'll have to look that up for you. But guaranteeing themselves a share of the GTW this season, having a heck of a good year. And congratulations to the homecoming queen, Rachel Prime. Nice job there. So, again, what a great game to see, great game to call. It was a pleasure being here, Clark. We've seen a dandy this week, and I'll see you on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. We'll be broadcasting The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m., as we always do throughout the entire season. The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLEWSports.com. On behalf of our entire broadcast team from tonight's game, our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, and our Director of Sports Information, Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill. You can check out a recap of this game right now on Facebook and Twitter. Just follow WLW Sports on the follow and like buttons. We'll take care of the rest. In the meantime, we'll see you on Sunday for The Strong Side and the next week for week number 8 of the regular season as we shift gears back to the GTC East. See you then.